This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome back to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm excited to be here with you, Travis. Thanks for having me on your show. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. I know you've been really busy, haven't you?
Tony, it has been a whirlwind, my friend, and I am actually excited to, just because we haven't had a chance to do a fresh show in quite a few weeks. We had our we had the holidays around Memorial Day. I had the Ed Slott conference. I had a conference in Chicago. I had a conference in Colorado. This is conference season, right? May and June, and then September, October, that's conference season. So with everything that's been going on, it's been very difficult to get back in front of the microphone, but happy to do it this morning. And yes, as I have said before, I have been as busy as a one-legged man in a kicking contest. It has been very difficult to keep up, but that's okay, because it could be the opposite, and that's our job, that's our goal, is to make sure it's never the opposite. So happy to be here.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to be here too, and I'm excited about our show today. You told me you want to talk about financial independence for retirement.
We're getting,
what does that mean?
Yeah, we're getting so close to Independence Day. We're getting so close to the 4th of July.
True.
And one of the things that I feel is, as a retiree and as a person who counsels and advises and nurtures and cares for retirees, you start to get a pattern of what is really important. And what's really important is financial independence and financial freedom. We don't want to have to do the things that we have to do. We want to do the things we want to do, right? And I think that stands to reason. I think everybody can agree it is a much easier morning to have your feet hit the floor and know you are getting up and doing something that you want to out of joy rather than out of dread. And the only way, in my opinion, as you know, and we've talked many times over the show, the only way we can get financial independence and financial freedom is what? Is to have a plan. I mean, let's face it, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, we had a plan on how we were going to gain our independence and how we were going to gain freedom, in this country's beginnings. And for your retirement, it's no different. You've got to have your Declaration of Independence. You've got to have your Constitution to give you that plan, that framework on how you're going to be independent and not worry about retirement. Because, the money doesn't make you happy. The lack of having to worry about money, that's what makes you happy. So
yeah, being able to sleep well.
Being able to sleep well,
right?
So what I did was I said, you know what? If I am a retiree, what would I say? I think we could all maybe find some merit in, come to an agreement. What are maybe 3 to 5 things that we could all say, you know what, I would tend to agree with you. That's probably something that is important to me, or is something that gives me financial independence. So I've got a list. I figured we'd go through it. Maybe this will resonate. Maybe this is someone who's listening for the first time because they've got a referral from one of our current clients, in which case, thank you for joining us, or our current retirees that are our clients and they've already heard these, but it'll be good to hear again, just to kind of sure, emphasize what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Well, Travis, I think that's good, because we all want financial independence in retirement.
Absolutely.
Not having to worry about where that money's coming from and if it'll be there.
Freedom from worry. Not freedom from the British, but freedom from worry. So reliable income stream, that's number one. You know, Tony, if you don't have an income stream, you don't have a retirement. Because,
right,
let's face it, what are we going to need for the rest of our lives? We're going to need to have our main needs met, right? Safety, security, food, shelter. I mean, all of these things are important, and all these things take what? They all take money. And yep. Reliable income streams, I think, has to be number one, because you want to make sure that freedom comes from not having to worry about your income. And what's the first thing that should be on your list? It should be Social Security. It should be maximizing the one of the key pillars of your retirement income streams, because your Social Security, believe it or not, and I know we're in the silly season and in politics and, you know, presidential election, in case you didn't know, that's going on this year as well. You know, Social Security is a hot topic because so many people depend on Social Security to pay their basic bills and fulfill their needs. But the problem that I think a lot of people are starting to realize is Social Security only goes so far, and especially with the inflation that we've seen over the last few years, you know, because of, you know, a number of things. It's not just one party versus the other. I think we've all had some extenuating circumstances, especially around COVID. I think that was that was the final straw that broke the inflation camel's back, and we are now having to deal with it. And with interest rates being higher, and, you know, whether you're paying credit card interest rates or home or auto, I mean, we're all feeling the pinch, and Social Security is just not going as far as it once did. So, you know, if you don't have enough in Social Security between you and your spouse to supplement and sustain your income stream, well, then maybe think about doing some additional construction. I mean, you know, we don't push product on the show. I never tell a client that one thing is better than the other. I think the need has to call out what's actually needed to fill the gap. You know, if you don't have a Social Security income stream, you may want to consider purchasing an annuity. I don't recommend any particular type. I think you need to know the pros and cons. It's not going to be as liquid as a traditional investment account. It's going to have some strings attached. But the ultimate goal is, if you purchase the right one for your situation, it may be a good addition to your portfolio. Now, there may be some people out there that say, you know what, they're the most horrible things on the planet. And I would say maybe that could be from lack of education, could be from just, you know, literally having someone that, I hate to say this, sold it to you. And in the old expression, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And that's the only thing that they do. So as a part of a holistic plan, it might be a good idea. If you don't want to take that route, you may want to think about maybe going from full-time to maybe part-time. Maybe you can take your skill set, and let's face it, Tony, one of the problems that I'm going to call right now is a lot of these companies that they're seeing an aging workforce, and all they're seeing is the bottom line on trying to get retirees to go ahead and take the plunge and go full retirement. The problem is, what's happening to all that brain power? Look, you might have a little gray around your hair and your beard, just like I do, and that comes from experience and comes and brings a lot of wisdom. You can't teach wisdom, and you can't teach that institutional knowledge to someone 20 years old and expect them to know what 40 years of experience has taught you. And I think that's one of the things we're going to start seeing some opportunity for part-time work, coming back as a consultant for maybe your current job, and just going from full-time to part-time, maybe doing a 1099 situation, but creating additional income streams that are going to allow you to go out and, you know, still do the hobbies and take the trips and do the things that you want to do. I think that's ultimately my opinion. First income, first pillar of a retirement, free of worry, freedom in retirement, if you will, that's going to be a reliable income stream. Tony, that is a great start, but let's face it. What does income do? It covers living expenses. So let's talk about number two, controlling your living expenses, because your income streams are going to produce the money and the revenue to pay for your living expenses, whether that's your health care, whether that's your home cost, well, your home upkeep. I mean, let's face it. I used to be able to get my grass cut for one price, and it was cheaper for me. And just, Tony, I went out and bought a lawnmower because it's cheaper for me to just cut my own grass. I mean, it had gotten twice from 5 years ago for someone to do our yard work. And I'm not the only one. I mean, people out there now, if you see these, and it's not because these companies are just trying to price gouge for the most part, but cost of fuel's up, cost of equipment's up, cost of labor's up. So that's what I was talking about before with inflation. We have to think about living expenses. We have to think about day-to-day expenses and how if we just have Social Security or, you know, small savings to work with, how do we control our living expenses? You know, are you budgeting? I hate to say budgeting. That sounds like a four-letter word to a lot of retirees. Maybe
it's a dirty word.
Man, let's use spending plan, right? Let's don't say budgeting. Yeah. Let's just say spending plan. Your spending plan is going to dictate your where you should pull the other income from to supplement that reliable income stream, right? If you need, and I'm just arbitrary example, if you need $5,000 and say $3,000 a month is coming from your and your spouse's Social Security, well, that means you have a $2,000 gap. That pretty simple math, right? 5 minus 3. I know I told you there'd be no math, Tony, but I lied. So 5 minus 3. So now you've got $2,000 that you need to either say, hey, do I really need that much money? Or could I reduce that? In which case you may not need to put in those other types of income products or assets. That's how you make those decisions, right? But if you do need that extra money, and you can't downsize your home anymore because, you know, let's face it, a lot of people refinanced and have a 2 or 3% mortgage. That's one of the reasons we're having the housing crisis in the country is people aren't turning loose of their homes because who wants to, right? Even though you can get this really inflated price, you're also paying twice the interest. If you go and you get another house, you're going to basically trade for a smaller house to have a paid for house probably. Or you got to take a mortgage, in which case you're in a worse shape than you would have been if you'd have just stayed where you were. So,
right. I mean, we could get way more, I think, right now than our house is worth. So that looks great.
Until you replace it.
We have to live somewhere, yeah. Right? And interest rates are high. So why would we do that? We're looking at, Sarah and I are sitting at 2.9% fixed right now.
That's
so why
tough
would we
to walk away from.
Yeah,
that's tough we can't. To walk away from. So, yeah. So you get what I'm saying. Controlling your living expenses, I think that's one key to working in conjunction with your income streams. You know, you want to make sure your inflows match your, or at least your outflows are less than your inflows, right? You don't want to have them equal or have your outflows greater than your inflows. That's how you get kind of upside down. So how do we do that, right? If let's say we have our initial income stream planned for, and we have our somewhat of a budgeting plan, well, one of the ways that we can really start to reduce that budget is you got to start thinking about reducing debt, right? And you just said it, and we just talked about it. A lot of people took advantage of those ultra low interest rates. And, you know, for the most part, I think that's what's really been able to keep our economy going is we had that, not only that initial where 2 years we were at home saving, but our interest costs were greatly reduced. So even though costs have gone up, we had the discretionary income to supplement. So I think reducing debt, certainly a way to help with items 1 and 2, the income stream construction and living expenses. And if you do need that additional supplement, what if you don't want to take the guaranteed income route? Well, then you need to basically think about what your investments and your retirement savings picture can actually produce and what it looks like, right? If you have a pension, you could solve your problem because that's basically what I was talking about earlier. That's what an annuity is it's a pension plan, right? You turn it on, it's lifetime income stream. So if you have a pension, you don't need an annuity in most cases. But if you don't have a pension and you don't want that dreaded A word, well, then you've got to think about how you convert your 401k and IRA and your investment portfolio, your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, et cetera, into income. And how do we do that? Whether it's dividends, whether it's liquidating and taking part of the principal, or, you know, whatever your path is, you have to have some type of idea, a framework on what's going to be the income producing potential of what you have. If you don't know that, I think that's why you may need to give us a call, or you may need to at least take a moment, let someone sit down with you that actually can help you build this plan. Because sometimes I think there was an expression I read and we've used several times on the show. I forget who it was credited to, but it said, never underestimate your ability to overestimate your ability. And right. And if you're looking at your portfolio and you're saying, okay, I've got $1 million, I could take $100,000 a year, and as long as I make 10%, I'm never going to run out of money. I'll see you in the breadline. Sorry, but that's just the truth. You can't take 10% of your portfolio, because a lot of people don't understand the path or the math of money, right? If you lose 10%, you got to earn 11% the next year to break even. If you lose 20%, you've got to earn 25% or more the next year to break even. That's not even taking into account taking income. So when you start to take income and you pull the cork or pull the stopper on the sink, use a Georgia phrase, you pull the stopper on the sink, and you start seeing the water drain, it's going to be very tough, because that faucet's only going to run so much. And sometimes right. It can refill it, but if it's too big and it doesn't get water for a while, you may not be able to get that level back up, and that could cause issues.
Plus, you're pulling money out while your account's down. If you have a down year 2022, correct. And you're taking all your money out, you're taking 10% out when the market's down, you're going to quickly deplete your accounts, because you're losing the power of the compounding interest. You're taking money out when the account's down, and then you don't have money going in to dollar cost average back to help gain. And like you do during your working years, you're constantly putting money in when it's up, and when it's down, you're buying low and it goes up. And so you're making more money that way. But in retirement, you can't do that.
Well, think about this. And I'm not trying to to compare or liken retirement planning and retirement income to like playing cards or playing blackjack in Vegas. But here's the problem. If all of a sudden, Tony, what you just said, if the market's down 20 and you need to take 5% income before the market went down, 5% start of the year, but the market's down 20, that could mean your portfolio could be down 30%. That means you have to take more risks. So you may have to put more chips in the middle of the table and hope that the blackjack rolls over in order for you to make it up. And in a lot of cases, retirees cannot afford to take the amount of risk it may take to get that money back.
Right.
And that is where the portfolio construction, retirement income construction, that's where you need to put that plan together, put that Declaration of Independence, put that Constitution together, that framework of how you're going to gain your freedom, because that way you can plan for those types of events. I always tell clients, plan as if we're going to go through the dot-com crash 2008 to begin your retirement. Because if you do, you're likely to not be disappointed. Because will it be worse? Probably not. It could be, I guess. I mean, we could go through a Great Depression. I don't see it, but I mean, anything's possible. But I think if you don't go through it and you've planned to go through it, that means you're likely to be in a much better situation than even you anticipated.
Right. But I think the key here is, for financial independence, the number one way for our clients out there to make sure they're going to be able to achieve financial independence for retirement. You know, all of the things you've talked about, of course, are very important, but one of the key ways they're going to achieve that is by working with a trusted financial professional.
Tony, guess what number five is? Financial planning and your overall financial retirement plan management. You know, folks, working with a financial advisor, don't get me wrong, less than 15% of people beat the S&P. That's statistics. Less than 15% of managers actually professional beat the S&P. You're not trying to beat the S&P. If you're trying to beat the S&P, you have listened to way too much Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman. I'm sorry, but your retirement is not built to be like everybody else's. It's got to fit your retirement risk tolerance, right? Your plan. And let's face it, if that's all you're doing is putting your money in the S&P, you could have a wonderful retirement. It could do wonderful. But what if it doesn't? What's your plan if it doesn't work the way you anticipated? One of the reasons that we caution against even just indexing right now, and this is professional advice for you. One of the reasons we caution against professional indexing is because right now the current, statistics from Morningstar, JP Morgan, I mean, they've all released reports saying that they anticipate the U.S. stock market to return about 5.4% to 5% over the next 10 years. Well, if you're taking 5 and you're getting 5, you're not actually making money. You're slowly losing. That's if you get it every single year. But the reason it's only probably going to get 5, Tony, is because they're expecting some 20, 30% sell-offs in that time frame. Those could be the tipping of the scale that it's going to be very difficult to overcome. And that's what professional advice does, is helps you plan for those types of events, make sure that you're getting that independence plan in place, making sure that you're able to have a plan that's going to make sure it lasts as long as you do. Because at the end of the day, here's the deal. You want to make sure that you have money as long as you have breath. And I'm sure that everybody listening to the sound of my voice, it may not be your first concern, but you also probably want to leave your children or your legacy behind to the next generation as effective as possible. You know, let's face it, we'll take care of mom and dad, but at the end of the day, something's going to be remaining, and we don't want to go from having a legacy to leave them to knocking on the door with our bags and saying, hey, son, hey, daughter, can we move in with you because we're tapped, right? We took care of you when you were growing up. Now we need you to take care of us as we're growing out. So that's really what we don't want to do, is we don't want to put ourselves in that situation where we no longer have our independence because we now have to depend and on the kindness and the family and the people around us to provide for us. That's not what you want to do. Last but certainly not least, folks, I want everybody out there to have a great Independence Day. Have a great 4th of July. My opinion is, if you don't want your blood pressure to go up, don't watch the debate. I think that's only going to cause more financial and retirement distress. So I say go spend some time with the family, eat some hamburgers, some hot dogs, maybe have some social lubricants mixed in there if that's your thing. and really and truly think about this. What is your financial freedom worth? And that's what you need to really focus in on. Is this something you really want to do on your own and have that stress, or do you want someone professionally to do it for you? And if you do, that's why we're here, and that's why you give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Happy Independence Day. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Travis. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.